Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A review of death certificates from the past several months has identified 23 additional Alaska resident COVID-19 fatalities. The State Department of Health and Social Services announced the fatalities yesterday, plus the recent virus death of a North Pole woman in her 70s. A total of 251 Alaskans are now known to have died from COVID since the pandemic began, including 25 Fairbanks North Star Borough residents. Following further case review, the DHSS says a previously announced Anchorage death was removed from the COVID fatality list, and an earlier identified Alaska resident death in Anchorage was corrected to non-resident status. There were 7 new COVID hospitalizations in Alaska as of Tuesday, with 57 confirmed and suspected virus patients hospitalized statewide. 9 patients were on ventilators. Meanwhile, the DHSS announced 157 new Alaska resident COVID cases, including 49 in Anchorage and 27 in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. Elsewhere in the interior, there were 3 new cases in the Southeast Fairbanks census area. There were also 10 new non-resident cases statewide. As of Tuesday, over 59,000 dose 1 COVID vaccines and more than 13,000 dose 2 vaccines had been administered in the state. Alaska has the highest per capita vaccination rate in the country. A Fairbanks woman was killed in a snow machine accident. Alaska State Troopers report that 51-year-old Misty Blanchard and a passenger were riding on a Trans-Alaska Pipeline access trail near Fox when they crashed before 4 Monday afternoon. Troopers say Blanchard was driving down a steep hill and lost control of the machine, causing her and the passenger to be thrown. They say life-saving efforts, including CPR, were unsuccessful, and Blanchard was pronounced dead. The passenger, 23-year-old Sydney Robertson of Missouri, was injured and medevaced to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and then onto Providence Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage. Blanchard and Robertson were not wearing helmets. President Joe Biden has slammed the brakes on oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Alaska Public Media reports that in his first hours in office, Biden yesterday signed an executive order putting a temporary moratorium on all oil and natural gas leasing activities in the Northeast Alaska Refuge. He cited, quote, alleged legal deficiencies underlying the program, unquote, including the inadequacy of a required environmental review. The order was among a list of actions the new president immediately took to reverse policy of his predecessor, Bernadette Dementev, executive director of the Gwich'in Steering Committee and a longtime drilling opponent, says the news gave her an overwhelming sense of relief. But Dementev added the fight is not over. She says she wants to see oil development banned on the coastal plain of the refuge. Biden's order directs the Interior Department to review the oil leasing program and to do a new analysis of its potential environmental impacts. The order came a day after the Trump administration announced it had, in its final moments, formally issued the first ever oil leases in the coastal plain. The state of Alaska holds nearly all of the 10-year leases. Top Alaska lawmakers blasted Biden's effort to halt oil development on the land. Governor Mike Dunleavy says Biden is threatening Alaska's economic future, arguing Alaska knows how to do oil and gas development responsibly.
We're either going to get them from Alaska or it's going to come from some other place in Africa, South America, Asia. And I think everyone agrees that their environmental protections are not anywhere near what ours are.
Drilling boosters say if the Biden administration wants to permanently ban oil development on the coastal plain, it needs to figure out a way to compensate those that would have financially benefited from it, including the state and Alaska Native corporations. A proposed Fairbanks area mineral lease that upset neighboring property owners has been rescinded. Toronto-based Avidian Gold sought to lease 680 acres of Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority land in the Amanita and Ezro Road area in the vicinity of the existing Fort Knox gold mine. Trust Authority Land Office Executive Director Wynn Menefee says a best interest finding in favor of the lease was rescinded yesterday.
Avidian has withdrawn their application for business reasons, and because of that, we are rescinding the decision And so therefore, there is no action that the Trust Land Office is taking on this.
Neighboring residents felt taken off guard when the Trust Authority announced last month its intent to grant a lease to Avidian following a 30-day public comment period. A letter from the Ezra Road Association to the Trust Authority raises numerous concerns with exploration and potential mining on the acreage, from melting permafrost and road damage to noise and other impacts to area residential and recreational lands, as well as an adjacent Audubon Nature Reserve. Avidian President Steve Roebuck says he decided to withdraw the lease application after hearing from area residents, an experience he says has taught him something about the importance of community engagement.
So it's, lesson learned, we'll engage before we go down this avenue again, that's for sure.
Roebuck emphasizes that Avidian is an exploration company and that any actual mining would be done by another outfit, pending a separate and more lengthy permitting process. Roebuck says Avidian owns an adjacent parcel closer to Fort Knox that has produced promising drill results, and he may again apply to lease the Mental Health Trust Authority acreage for exploration. The Trust Authority's Menifee says that would require a new best interest review and finding and a public comment period. Wildfire, earthquakes, floods, and other natural disasters are the focus of a Fairbanks North Star Borough hazard mitigation plan last updated in 2014. A new plan is in the review stage, and its authors are asking the community for input. KUEC's Robin reports.
Volcanoes, it turns out, are not the biggest worry for interior Alaskans when it comes to natural disasters.
The last one was volcanic ash, which most people did not have a large concern for.
That's Baird Stiefel, emergency manager for the Fairbanks North Star Borough. He read off results of a survey of borough residents, ranking their concerns about natural disasters.
You know, the greatest concern, obviously, was wildland fire, which we do have the most, more of our population is exposed to wildland fire risk than any other natural hazard.
About a fifth of residential properties are in areas of potential wildfire. And with the smoky summer of 2019 in fresh memory, fire gets a lot of attention in the updated draft of the Hazard Mitigation Plan. Stiefel presented the plan at a recent open house event for the public.
Natural disaster is the intersection of a natural hazard, the constructed environment, and a vulnerable population.
Part of figuring out what might be the thorniest natural disaster is assessing how we humans interact with the land. The team looked at buildings, roads, and development trends and overlaid that on soil types, river courses, and a variety of natural phenomena in the area.
So we actually got a very good assessment of where the worst risk in the borough are, the areas of greatest risk and greatest vulnerability.
The old HMP addressed fire, flooding, and earthquake, and the new plan will address all that and the problems in the cryosphere. That means permafrost.
Permafrost or frost jacking on roads may have been a direct contributor to fatal accidents. As many of you live on roads that experience this a lot, I'm sure it affects your community and your well-being.
Knowing the potential hazards is only part of the mitigation plan, the HMP also suggests strategies to deal with the emergencies. And having the plan in place means partner agencies can apply for hazard mitigation funding. There will be a work session February 9th with the Borough Planning Commission, and the plan will also come before the City Councils of Fairbanks and North Pole. The comment period for the updated plan is open now until February 12th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Renovations on the Fairbanks North Star Borough's Mary Saya Recreation Center in Fairbanks are complete, and the facility is scheduled to reopen the first week of April. The Fairbanks North Star Borough closed Mary Saya back in March for over $3 million in, quote, life safety repairs, including structural fixes and earthquake reinforcement, asbestos and lead paint abatement, electrical and HVAC system upgrades, a new roof over the facility's office area, and expansion of a fire sprinkler system's coverage. In March 2019, the Borough Assembly voted for the renovation project to keep the facility operating for 3 to 5 more years until a new pool could be built. I'm Dan Bross.